Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report. This is the first section of four segments. We're going to be dealing today quite a bit with the concept of the medical industry. I hate to call it an industry in the United States. Larry, you really piqued my curiosity. I've done quite a bit of research on it. I've been through some real difficult times in the past month that obviously involve the medical industry. Going to chat about that. Going to devote the entire second half to the medical industry with Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute. He agrees with you and I, Larry, but we're going to start out with politics right now. I've got my buddy Jim McKinney on the line with us right now. We're recording this on Thursday. Jimmy, let's go over what's going on with the voting regulations, specifically in Arizona. The reason I want to focus on this for a while is I think that after the last election, people in the United States, unless they are 1,000,000% progressives, really don't trust the election process anymore. Let's start out with your comments, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think you're right. There are a lot of people, left and right, that are unsure of the real outcome of the November 3rd, 2020 election. And the reason why there were a lot of ambiguities, a lot of people did not believe that Joe Biden would win the presidency. Even Democrats didn't believe that. And then you have these problems where at midnight, the Trump team was well ahead in key states, and then in a matter of 3 hours or 3 to 5 hours, they changed. But then there was, in key states and actually key counties, election observers were not allowed to watch the vote, and there was a lot of changes in election law to allow compensation for the COVID lockdown. And there's a real push to not allow, not worry about voter identification, even though most Americans want to see voter identification by like a 70%+ margin.
Yeah.
So there's a lack of respect for the system. And what happened today, Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld an Arizona law that makes it basically that stops vote harvesting. And in areas where there's mail-in balloting is approved, those are mostly Democratic areas, and in these major cities and counties that actually where there were problems, there was a huge voter harvesting push because of COVID. So this is a very important 6-3 vote on the Supreme Court that overturned a Ninth Circuit Court ruling that basically threw out the Arizona law. So this is going to change for the Republican states. It's going to allow them to go forward to clean up voter rolls and to clean up the process, though you're not going to see the same type of state actions in some of these Democratic-run states that allow mail-in voting. So it's still going to be problematic, but it's a good start. And I think in order to get people comfortable with our voting system again, you're going to have to see a lot more of it.
You know, Jimmy, I want to say one thing, and that is, according to our election process, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over. You know, they won, and they took over the obviously the executive office. But I want to say one thing. From the very outset, wanted to keep an open mind and said that I really wouldn't voice a final opinion until the end of August, the very early part of September. And where I'm coming from so far, and I don't know why, and the reason I'm saying this is because emotionally, I have kept in mind what Peggy Noonan said at one time about Joe Biden. She said, I got a lot of respect for Joe. He's one of the class acts on the Beltway. And, you know, I take Peggy Noonan probably a little more seriously than I do some other op-ed folks, but I want to say that what I'm seeing right now in the executive office, because of what's going on what's going on in the area of actual facts and not emotions, is I'm a little disappointed. They have done nothing to date, and we are recording this today on July 1st, Thursday. Nothing has happened to date concrete dealing with the illegal alien problem. Kamala Harris was put in charge of that. I don't believe she's even been down there yet in person. I find it interesting and truly only political that the executive office is not willing to use the term illegal alien, even though we have people illegally crossing the border. That cannot happen in our northern borders. I know because I spent many, many hours in Canada when I was running my consulting business. I had some great Canadian clients. I love Canada, let me tell you. If I didn't cross all the T's and dot all the I's when I was running my business, I would have been in big, big trouble. The folks on the southern border are simply coming across illegally, and the Democrats, for whatever reason, obviously it's, you know, the Republicans say, we say they are simply looking to increase their voting strength. Whether or not that's true, to me, it doesn't matter. What does matter is the law of the United States is being broken, and the progressives are doing absolutely nothing to ensure that that doesn't happen. On, Jimmy.
If you can't control voter registration, if you have mail-in voting, if you have driver's license and identification given to illegals, and that driver registration automatically goes to voter registration, you can't control your voting population from citizens versus non-citizens and illegal immigrants that have come here. And what you've seen in California is a significant improvement in Democratic power and control because of using those types of activities. Now, what is really interesting to me, and what is actually so ironic, is that the argument against voter identification and against this vote harvesting is that it discriminates unfairly against minorities, Hispanic, Black, and Native American populations. And in fact, that's what Justice Elena Kagan wrote in her dissent, in her three-vote dissent on the Supreme Court. Now, what that shows to me is that white elite liberals somehow think that minorities don't have voter ID and don't have access or the ability to vote and don't have the responsibility enough to be able to vote. So how racist is that by white elite liberals using these justifications to open up complete voter, wide open processes that aren't challenged or aren't even able to be looked at because of some of the rules they put in place in their democratic processes? It's clearly an attempt to get anybody they can to vote in order to gain power, in my view, and not an attempt to put integrity into our election system. And I think that's going to cost them because people are tired of it.
Well, I think it's going to cost them too, but all I can say is we have to wait and see what happens. One thing that I have discovered since last November is emotions other than intellect seem to be playing a major role in the future of our country. And that concerns me a lot, Jim. It concerns me a lot, number one, because it tore apart our family, and number two, because it is simply doesn't make any sense at all. My opinion right now to close is that America needs to make some changes because the country is on the way down.